trouble at a border facility.
This is outrageous, and it's unacceptable.
Abortion laws.
Stop the ban!
Under
Stop
fire. Democrats talk impeachment.
There's a growing number who feel it's really the only way.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. The death of a 16-year-old migrant from Guatemala from the flu has raised new questions at the country's largest processing center in Texas. CBS's Omar Villafranca says for now, at least, it's been closed.
Border Patrol is facing an unprecedented situation. Last month, it apprehended nearly 99,000 people. That's more than double the amount of apprehensions in April last year. Joaquin Castro is the chairman of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. He said the death of Carlos Hernandez and other migrant minors should set off alarms.
Prior to the Trump administration, CBP had not had a child die on their watch for over a decade.
The 16-year-old was brought to Border Patrol's Central Processing Center in McAllen on May 13th. This past Sunday, he was diagnosed with the flu and transferred to a different Border Patrol station to prevent it from spreading to others. The next day, he was found dead. Hernandez's family back in Guatemala is devastated. I want to know why he died, his sister said. He was already in the hands of immigration.
Well, things have calmed down in the nation's midsection after several days of violent weather. CBS's David Begno outside Tulsa tells us parts of Oklahoma are ground zero for extensive flooding.
Our house has flooded before, but it's never gotten into my whole house.
We met Terry Pittman and her dog Apollo after they got out of a rescue boat. Terry says she had 8 feet of water in her home, and that's about 3 miles from Bird Creek.
Our house is three levels. When it floods, it gets in the first levels. It was like a foot in the third level today.
In Skiatook, neighbors helped this family get out of their flooded homes.
This is awesome. All these high schoolers, I mean, this little elementary kid is in here.
Well, with tough new laws in several states, CBS's Jan Crawford tells us abortion rights supporters are mustering their forces.
Abortion rights supporters organized rallies in all 50 states. All in support of Roe versus Wade.
We deserve autonomy for our body.
A new CBS News poll found two-thirds of Americans want the Supreme Court to keep Roe versus Wade as it is, while 28% want it overturned.
I'm Vicki Barker, Hollywood pushing back against Georgia's new heartbeat abortion bill.
Heresy, that's what you get punished for.
The director of The Handmaid's Tale telling Time magazine he's pulled his new show out of Georgia to protest the bill. At least three other TV shows also pulling out, taking hundreds of jobs with them. Others in mid-production planning big public donations to organizations fighting the law, which takes effect in 2020.
New tweets this morning from President Trump, one in all caps shouts presidential harassment. CBS's Nancy Cordes on the increasing calls among House Democrats for impeachment.
A trickle of Democrats contemplating impeachment has suddenly become a flood.
I think the president's creating an environment where this is a real possibility.
Opening a more formal impeachment inquiry would give Democrats more access to otherwise secret documents and witnesses. Now some progressives are getting bolder about making the case.
I see a lot more people that believe that impeachable offense has occurred.
But Pelosi and her allies worry about the political implications.
We hope we don't have to do that.
And many, like Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee, say there's no rush.
We're calculating whether our duty is to do the rule of law and to do it in the right way.
Republicans are already bracing for the possibility.
You know, just do it, whatever you're going to do.
7 in 10 in a new CBS News poll say the economy is in good shape and 41% credit President Trump's policies. A Virginia medical school is set to release findings of an investigation into a blackface photo on a page in Governor Ralph Northam's 1984 yearbook. Northam denied being in the picture. There were calls for his resignation earlier this year. Eli Lilly says it's out with a half-price version of its Humalog insulin. That generic version costs about $265 for a pack of 5 pens for injection. Insulin prices have more than tripled over the last decade and a half. In Alaska, the third small plane crash this month. CBS's Don Daler.
A Cessna aircraft went down into the water near Cascade Bay. People in boats nearby pulled 3 people from the water. One person died. 2 others were airlifted to the hospital. It happened the same day a small Alaskan plane company grounded all of its flights following two deadly crashes that killed eight people in just a week.
Quan Air says it's not clear how long operations will be suspended. Some former workers are serving up accounts of sexual harassment at McDonald's. CBS's Nikki Batiste says complaints have been filed and the restaurant chain vows action.
McDonald's employees and activists marched toward the company's corporate headquarters in Chicago.
I wasn't the only woman he was touching at my store.
Jamelia Fairley is one of more than two dozen workers who have filed complaints against the company. She says a male co-worker repeatedly touched her inappropriately and managers cut her hours after she reported the abuse.
Trying to raise a two-year-old on a $67 paycheck a week is hard.
The alleged victims are getting legal support from the ACLU and the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. In a letter, McDonald's says it's committed to providing a safe and respectful work environment for all and is implementing new training on harassment.
And it says it's rewritten employee policy to clearly define sexual harassment, discrimination, and retaliation. New law in Washington state, and it allows composting as an alternative to burial or cremation of humans. Next year, the state will let licensed facilities mix remains with wood chips, straw, and soil. Relatives can use it for plantings. Rising from the ashes in Missouri, hockey's St. Louis Blues, who eliminated San Jose last night on home ice to advance to the team's first Stanley Cup final in 49 years. They'll play the team that swept them in 1970, the Boston Bruins. The Blues were in last place at the start of the year and won 30 of 45 games to close out the regular season. A Trump cabinet secretary has learned how the cookie crumbles when it comes to foreclosures.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson gets a lesson on real estate terms from Democratic Congresswoman Katie Porter at a hearing about oversight.
I'd also like you to get back to me, if you don't mind, to explain the disparity in REO rates. Do you know what an REO is?
Carson, a neurosurgeon by trade, was stumped.
Real estate owned. That's what happens when a property goes to foreclosure. We call it an REO.
Carson later posted a picture of himself holding a package of double stuffs with the caption, enjoying a few post-hearing snacks. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
An analysis by Consumer Reports finds one out of six Uber and Lyft drivers in New York City and Seattle's behind the wheel of a vehicle that's under recall for issues such as faulty airbags or sudden engine fires. Uber says it has new policies to deal with that. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.